allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett is running a couple minutes late.
Item 2, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to the board member that's not here. It's just the gentlemen here have to get to Cuyahoga Falls. They have another presentation to make. So out of respect, we're not trying to be disrespectful to anybody. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay. Item 3, work session. She's on her way in.
Yep.
Perfect timing.
There you go. Perfect.
So we're not going to miss.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Do you need some help? Do you need some help?
No.
Step over there.
Oh, is that for lunch tomorrow?
Yes, and it's too much for Maddie to bring, and I have to be in Canton at 7, so.
Thank you.
This is...
Okay, they're just getting ready to get started.
This is Mrs. Bennett. These gentlemen, they have to leave. They have to go to Cuyahoga Falls. So we're already at item 3. We apologize because these gentlemen...
Okay, that's fine.
So gentlemen, if you'd like to go ahead and present.
Sure, thank you very much. My name is Steve Farnsworth, and I'm here with Joe Iacono. Joe is the superintendent of the Summit ESC, and I worked there as of this year. Last year and the year before, you probably remember that I was the director of the Four Cities Compact and enjoyed that very much. Before I forget, Stephanie, thank you for helping us with the technology.
You're welcome. No, I did not help with technology. I plugged in a computer. Don't panic, Angie.
No, thank you. I just want to first of all say thank you for what you do as members of the Board of Education. It's a position that oftentimes is very difficult and oftentimes thankless. And I'm here to thank you. It's a very important position, and it's one that that we admire and respect. And I want you to know that we've both worked with boards in the past, and we realize how difficult the position is. And again, sometimes how thankless it is, but it's a very, very important position. And what you're considering now in selecting the leader for the district on into the future is one of your most important functions. So we want to be helpful with that if we possibly can. And that's why we're here. You look in the packet that you received, and I know some of this you had earlier, but it probably in pieces. We wanted to give you the whole packet, so I would turn your attention to the bios, which are on pages 3 and 4 of the packet. The third page is my bio, and you can see in there that I've been a superintendent for 26 years. I've been in education for about 45. I started on the western side of Ohio and gradually moved across, and so I've had experience across the state in that way. I was also the elected president of BASA, which is a position that allowed me to rub shoulders with superintendents from all over the state. And then after I retired as a superintendent, the state superintendent of schools asked me to be the executive liaison for her. And what I did was I met with groups of superintendents throughout the state of Ohio. I would tell those superintendents what was happening at the Ohio Department of Education. And then I would bring back to the state superintendent the thoughts and recommendations from the field to her. And so because of my experience, I have a pretty good idea about what's going on throughout the state of Ohio in education. And I also have a lot of contacts and know a lot of people throughout the state. And Joe, likewise, has been a superintendent in 2 different districts and has a lot of contacts as well as the ESC superintendent. he meets regularly with ESC superintendents from all over Ohio. And so I just want to make sure you know that if you choose to go with us, we have connections throughout the state. And I think that's going to be very, very important in the search process. The search process I've seen from both sides. I have been a candidate where Finding Leaders, which is another search firm, has recommended me for superintendencies. And I've been through search processes with the Ohio School Boards Association, and where they've recommended me for superintendent positions. So I know it from that side of the table. But I also, after I retired, worked for Paul Pendleton and Finding Leaders as a search consultant for other districts. One of those districts was Revere, and you have a letter of recommendation at the back of that packet from a board member from Revere. So I've seen it from both sides. I know the process very well. I can tell you that the process is pretty similar no matter which firm you go with. It's a pretty similar process. The steps are pretty much the same. But there are a couple things that distinguish what we do from the other firms. And before I tell you about that, I want to tell you a quick story. This won't take long, but I think it's appropriate. In the 1700s, there was a man by the name of Antonio Stradivari. And Antonio made instruments, string instruments. You've probably heard of the Stradivarius. He made some of the best sounding instruments ever made. And he started in the 1700s. They were so good and continue to be sought after three centuries later. They're that good. Nobody's ever quite figured out how to make an instrument the way he did. Used the wood and the string and the varnish, and nobody's quite figured it out, but everybody knows that knows music that his instruments are still considered among the best ever created. When he was making them, a relative came up to him and said, I know I can't really afford your instruments, but I have two kids and I'd really like for them to have something that you've made that they can play on. So I'll sell all my heirlooms and everything else to try to get one of those instruments. Would you make one for us? And he said, I'll make one for you, but I won't sell it to you. He said, I'll charge you for the wood, I'll charge you for the string, but I won't sell it to you, I won't sell you my services because you're family and I care about you. When I think about what we have to offer as the ESC with the search process and why we're here, frankly, is because we care about you. You're a part of the ESC family. You're one of our affiliated districts. When we submitted our proposal, we decided that we weren't going to charge you anything over and above expenses because we care about you. And we want you to know that you're getting a quality search. And you're getting it at a cut-rate price, not because we're cheap, but because we care about you and we're only going to charge you for the expenses. You know, we're going to have some travel expenses back and forth, we're going to have some topping expenses and those kinds of things, and that's what you'll be paying for if you select us as the firm that will help you with the search process. And just as Antonio didn't make those instruments any less quality when he gave them to his relatives. They're no less quality, they're just as quality. And that's what we have, is we have a very quality service, but it just doesn't cost you as much because we consider you as family. That's one thing that makes us different. We care about you and we consider you family. The other thing that's gonna make a difference is we're gonna customize our search. I told you that all the searches are gonna look pretty much the same as you go down through the steps. But we're going to customize it to fit your needs and what you want in the way of a search process. How much engagement you want with the community, that really is an art decision. That's your decision. We have recommendations that we know work and work well. We're going to present those to you, and then we're going to ask you if that's what that's the way you want to go. But it's going to be your call. Let's go now to the screen, if you don't mind. Can you see that? Can you turn around and see that? Or do you want to move? Or how do you want to do that?
I'll move.
Okay.
that dark enough?
We'll go through this quickly because I know you also want to move along. So one of the first things I wanted to tell you again is we have a reputation. Joe and I both do, and that reputation is statewide. We will do nothing to hamper that reputation in any way, shape, or form. So we want you to know that. Where did my arrows go?
They were just there.
They're there.
Oh, here they are. Okay. And again, we have a statewide reach. Certainly covered that with you. And that we care about you. We also wanted you to know that. So let's go through the profile and how we're going to do it. So the superintendent profile. We're going to interview you as a Board of Education, and we're going to host as many community and staff focus groups as you desire. I've done this in the past several times, and you tell us who you want us to talk with. We'll create focus groups, we'll invite them, and then we'll talk with them about what they want to see in the next superintendent. And so again, as many of those as you desire. After we have all of those completed, after we've talked with you, then we will discern the characteristics, the traits, and the personality type that you want in the next leader. And of course, you as a board have the final say in what that profile looks like. We'll create an online brochure. That brochure will include the profile that we're looking for. And then we'll also talk a little bit about the school district and about the community. We'll do some advertising and recruiting, and we'll start that immediately. The rest of these dates are going to be their placeholders. We thought we were going to have a presentation earlier, and so some of these dates were based on that, but just know that they're all flexible, and they're just consider them placeholders at this point. And we'll finalize that once you accept us as the search firm. The recruiting piece is the piece that I think is really, really important. Advertising, we're going to advertise every place any other firm advertises. That includes Ohio School Boards Association, Buckeye Association of School Administrators, OASBO, which is the business association. We're going to advertise with the Ohio Department of Education. We're going to advertise with universities throughout the state. So we're going to advertise like crazy. But the most important thing is, in my view, is the recruiting. And because we know so many superintendents, we know superintendents who might be interested in making a move. We know superintendents who know others who might be interested in coming to Norton. And so that recruiting piece, oftentimes it's a telephone call that causes someone to say, well, you know, I never really thought about coming to Norton, but now that you mention it, you know, and then we'll talk. So that recruiting piece is really important. We're going to have applications online. We're going to use a system called AppleTrack, and I think probably other firms use the same. That's an online application. And we will use it that way so it's easy for candidates to do, and it's also easy for us to process those applications. And frankly, it's easy for you to see them. Initial interviews. We will do those initial interviews after we go through all the applications. We'll look for those that we think are going to best meet the profile that you all have created. And we're going to decide who we're going to interview. You're going to have access to every application if you wish. You're going to be able to look at every one, whether it's 30 or 50 or how many ever it is. If you want to look at them, you can look at them. And but we're going to look through them too. We're going to decide who we're going to interview initially. If we don't interview somebody that you think we really should interview, we'll do it. But this is a time where Joe and I do this interviewing at this stage of the game. We're going to come up with a number of candidates that we think best meet your profile, best meet the needs of Norton schools at this point in time. and it's going to probably be in the neighborhood of 5 candidates. And then we're going to make that recommendation to you as a Board of Education. We're going to say, we think these 5 candidates, of all of those that have applied, there are going to be some that weren't anywhere near qualified. There are going to be some that are sort of, and then there are going to be some really good ones. And we're going to pick the really good ones, those that best meet your profile, and then we'll make that recommendation to you. If you don't see a name that you thought, that you wish you would have seen, you go back and look at the list that we interviewed, those that applied, I mean, we're fine with adding that name so that you have an opportunity to interview that person. That's fine. Again, one more time, this is customized for you. This is your search. You're looking for the educational leader, and you're going to own that person when this process is done. This is something, probably our search firm is the only one that's going to offer this. There may be other kinds of profile assessments that others use. This is one that is used by our partner, the Impact Group. The Impact Group is based in Hudson, Ohio, and they're a firm that has access to an assessment profile. And they'll tell you more about it should you choose to go with us, but very briefly, candidates, when they're trying to become your next superintendent, are going to tell you and tell us everything we want to hear. They're going to tell us how great they are. They're going to tell us how they would react in an emergency situation, et cetera, et cetera. The only way we can figure out if that's really true is sometimes by the references. But references typically are people who are going to, you know, be promoting them. So this candidate assessment profile process is a process by which the candidate takes an assessment. It's like a whole bunch of questions. And then how that candidate answers them, it's all research-based, and they can tell us what that candidate is really like, how they would really react under a pressure situation, how they would treat other people, and those kinds of things. So it helps us know that candidate even better. So when we get down to the 5 semifinalists, before you interview them, you will have the results of that candidate assessment profile. So you will have a better chance at knowing that person. And you can ask them some questions like, well, according to the profile, this is what it says about you. Can you talk to us about that? And then have them react to it. It will help them as well in their search for becoming an even better leader. And then you interview the semifinalists. If there are 5 of them, you interview them, ask them questions. We will help you with the questions so you ask appropriate ones and not inappropriate ones. There are some that you should ask and there are some that you should not ask. We'll have a whole list of those and we'll talk you through that. But it's really your interview at that point. And then you'll decide who's coming back for the final interview. And at this point in the game, we can do it a couple of different ways. This is where the customization comes in. We can either bring stakeholders in, and we can ask staff members that represent the staff. We'll have to have a couple students, and we'll have representatives from the community. If you wish to do it this way, this is a way that has been done and has been done successfully, then you as a board sit at the back of the room. Those representatives sit up here and we put the hot seat there. The representatives ask the candidate questions and then you can just listen. You don't have to interact at that point. Sometimes it's really helpful for you not to be engaged, but to sit back and watch and see how that engagement goes. That's a possibility if you want to do that. If you choose not to do that, you just go ahead with the final interviews and then you make the call. We, at the conclusion, once you make your final decision, that evening, then we'll call that person, make sure that person is agreeable. We'll help you finalize the contract, and then once you have officially hired that person at the next board meeting, then we will help you in the transition process. We'll help, we'll follow up, we'll be available. That's what Joe has asked me to do. He wants me to help superintendents and boards of education, so we'll help in that transition, and we'll follow up long term. We'll be there for you if you need us. I know we're about done. There's just a couple other things I wanted to say, and that is the two things that distinguish us. We care about you as a school district. We're going to be there. We're going to do everything we possibly can to make sure you get the right person in that position, because your success is our success. The last thing is that we're going to customize the process to meet your needs and your wants. We'll do whatever we have to do to make sure you're satisfied. And I know some of the firms give you a guarantee at the end. We will guarantee you the same guarantee anybody else gives you, you've got from us. If this person doesn't work out within a year, we will do another search for free. We'll probably do another search for free if it's 2 years. We want you to be successful. We'll help in any way we can. I'm going to turn it over to Joe and have him for a couple of minutes say a few things, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Right. We want to give you an opportunity to ask questions. My first thing is, A, thank you for letting us present to you tonight. As importantly, or maybe even more so, thank you for your continued affiliation with the ESC. We really appreciate the relationship. And I've lived in Summit County for over 30 years. Worked for Cuyahoga Falls City Schools as a principal, and as Steve mentioned, been a superintendent for the county manager here in Summit County. And I want to reemphasize without beating the point to death, which is we do view you folks as family. We are a vested interest in you. We want you to be successful. We want you to be happy with us. So we're going to do our best to follow through and do the things that you think are important, you know, as we go through this search process, and we're not going to disappear at some point. We're here. We want that continued relationship. A quick word on the candidate profiles and the assessment that Steve referred to. Steve and I both went through the process, so we know it's a quality process. I learned a few things about myself in the process. I'm sure Steve did the same as well, and it can be a little stressful at times to sit there and examine yourself and how you view yourself and how you come out. What I thought was most valuable in that would be potentially a value is what typically happens in a superintendent search is you find two or three candidates that actually you like quite well. And sometimes what can be very difficult is separating number one from number two or even number one from number three because they both have things going that you like. This is where the assessment can really come in because you may find that either of your top two candidates would really be very good, but there may be a stylistic thing that makes a difference to you. And one of the things that I thought was most interesting was it said, Mr. Icano likes to be approached in a certain way, and when he's approached in a different kind of way, he may get a little bit stressed. Well, that may mean I'm a fit for one board and not a fit for another board. So you can have two quality candidates, but it may be a stylistic type of setup that you could look at, and you might say if you were interviewing me as superintendent, maybe you tend to not deliver things the way I like to hear them, you may want to ask me questions about that to see if you can coexist. So we think it's a great tool. I'd like to add that I've been trained in other what we call structured processes that I have used in a variety of circumstances over the years. I've done a lot of HR work. I've been part of OSBA searches as far as a candidate. I've been part of finding leader searches as a candidate. And I've also witnessed some in treasurer searches with finding leaders. So that's what I wanted to add, and we'd like to open it up to questions that you folks might have for us.
I just have a quick question. How do you feel our candidate pool will be here at Norton? What do you think, or how do you feel our district would have to offer to the candidates?
In terms of numbers, or just
Overall, you know, your research that you've done with our district and.
Well, I think the district is. I think there's a lot of positives about coming here as a superintendent. One of the real positives, I think, is the new building, for sure. That's going to be a real positive. That's going to be an attraction. I think the community itself is going to be a real attraction. For people who like a small town kind of a feel, but yet access to a lot of amenities, I think there's a lot of positives going. And I think that's, you know, those are the things that I think we're going to trumpet that and the success and the demographics, the success of the students, the demographics, and the fact you've got an outstanding staff. And I can speak personally about the staff, the people that I've worked with. They're outstanding. And so I think it's good. I think the prospects are good.
I'll add to that. Northern, for quite a few years, has had a good reputation academically. Report cards kind of go up and down. Different components of report cards go up and down over time. But the fact is, you have really a very good track record academically. So a candidate walking in is going to recognize that he or she does not necessarily have to start with tremendous, tremendous struggles. I think you have a good plan, plus, and that probably means, as Steve said, you've got some very good people in a lot of positions.
Others?
Do you have other searches going on typically at the same time?
Well, first of all, the ESC has not done searches in the past, to our knowledge.
We've done some. The ESC, prior to me coming here, has done a couple, I'll call very informal searches. I believe the last one they did was two or three years ago over in Springfield. But they pretty much ended up picking an internal candidate. I don't think they even went outside on that. So this is really a process for us that we are beginning, where we are doing this without looking at whatever the previous mold was and going to what we consider a little bit more professional search, consistent with what we've seen, with what we've been involved with.
So, and I think Joe really wants us to be like within the affiliated districts at this point. So it's not going to be like we're going to have 30 searches going on at the same time or even in the same year. We are presenting in a little bit to Cuyahoga Falls. They're looking for a treasure, so we're going to present to them. And if they choose to go with us and you choose to go with us, we would have two going on simultaneously. But that's it.
How long ago did you assist Revere?
For me?
Looking at the letter of recommendation.
I think it was 14.
2014.
Matt Montgomery was selected as a superintendent there, I was a part of, to be fair, that was a part of Finding Leaders at the time. I was the consultant that Finding Leaders asked to help review.
So you didn't do it as part of the ESC?
No.
Okay.
No. I wasn't working with the ESC at the time. This is my first year with the ESC.
Gotcha.
Good question. Thank you for helping us clarify that.
Sure.
Anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'd love to help you, if at all possible. We'd love to help you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
A lot of experience.
Be careful going across the expressway.
Okay. To remember which exit ramps are open and which are closed.
They're all open as of earlier today. I was up there earlier.
Thank you.
Yeah, this morning wasn't.
The ramps?
Around 8. Oof.
Oh, it's open. It just might not be moving.
All right, to item B, the discussion regarding the search firms. I know Lewis and Stephanie had worked on putting this spreadsheet together.
She did,
actually. your request there. This was, thank you, Stephanie, for putting that together. So it puts little facts and some details here.
Thank you.
And I don't know. The hardest part, I guess, is just to continue to check references. For me, I just haven't had a chance to talk to everybody or other districts, but I don't know if anybody wants to start on the discussion of your thoughts of the three. I know it's a difficult decision. You look at the dollars, obviously, one stands out, but not a lot of experience. And then obviously you have the two on the left that have a multitude of experience, Finding Leaders and OSBA.
There's a couple things that stood out for me in reviewing the materials and in now listening to this last presentation. Between OSBA and Finding Leaders, in reading the profiles for OSBA, I didn't see anyone on there who actually has superintendent experience. I think that's important That's just my personal opinion. Having people searching for superintendents who have actually done the position and actually fully understand the position. I was impressed by the amount of strong public involvement that Finding Leaders emphasizes. The negative with them, I feel, is the cost. They're a little bit higher. A bonus, I guess, is that, you know, there's access to many districts throughout the state with both OSBA and Finding Leaders. I'm not so comfortable going with a firm who has never done this before. That's just my initial impression.
Yeah.
Something about OSBA too, I'm looking through. They charge you like at the bottom it says additional focus groups, where it sounds like this group and Finding Leaders. Well, we worked with Finding Leaders before, and they do as many focus groups basically as you want. You can't, sounded almost like, did you think OSBA was going to do like one day, and then
right.
That was going to be it? That's not enough. But I don't remember how many we had the last time, but, you know, they met with the board, and, you know, like a group of administrators, and they met with, you know, we said 50 or 60 people in the room. That's one thing I thought. You know, yeah, their cost is in the middle, but they're going to charge us for additional focus groups. I don't think that's a great idea.
Well, and when I think about, we're choosing someone who is going to lead our district, and so this is a district-wide decision. This isn't just a five-member board decision. So I think the more input and involvement that we have from all the stakeholders, the community, the, you know, the parent groups, the athletic groups, you know, all of those people, I think the better, because then they're going to be behind our decision because they've had input and they've looked at the candidate.
And that's what we did last time.
And that's what we want.
And we ended up with the superintendent for 10 years, which has not happened in a very long time. So, you know, it was an interesting process, but it's amazing how people kind of float to the top through this process.
I mean, I've reviewed everything too, obviously, without hearing ESC, but I agree with what Jennifer is personally. I like the superintendent background from Finding Leaders and ESC. It's just like anything else. It seems like every single one of them, the process is the same as far as finding a superintendent. I mean, there really wasn't much difference as far as the steps that they go through. It seems like all of them have the focus groups or community or stakeholder meetings, which is obviously important to me too, is from what you two spoke about. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to spend a ton of money either, but at the end of the day, I mean, I do want to do things right, and I think it's important to have community involvement. But I also, for ESC's sake, I mean, we all had our first, right? If nobody would have given us the opportunity, we wouldn't be where we are today. So I'm not as opposed, but obviously it's a five-person decision. I just, you know, I don't want to hold that against ESC as we go through, but it's hard to look past Finding Leaders' list of references of who they've worked for, and it sounds like they were pretty successful. So, so that's my two cents.
I think I'm in agreement with Lewis. I thought Finding Leaders, I thought those two gentlemen last week was real impressive. I agree with you. I like sometimes giving people a first-time shot, but are we at the position we want to do that? I don't know. I think that but I thought Finding Leaders was definitely a strong candidate.
One thing I forgot to add to, one disappointing thing that of last week is obviously the lack of knowledge of our district between both of them. Finding Leaders obviously doesn't know a whole lot about Norton. They may have did the search for Dave, but I mean, they made comments that were absolutely far off. I mean, we're not financially sound right now. And that's disappointing for a company that's coming in to try to earn a contract. And ESC talked about academics. Obviously, they didn't bring up our financial situation, but that's why I asked the question of, you know, is there any difficulties? And that to me, that was frustrating as well. I mean, we've all been in those shoes. I mean, if I'm interviewing for something, I would do a little bit of research and know. And to me, Finding Leaders I mean, OSB made a few comments, but finding leaders was disappointing because obviously there's things that they mentioned that were far off.
See, that's one thing when Dave interviewed, he really did his research on
right.
the district. I mean, he knew this district inside and out.
Right.
But, I mean, ESC, I understand what you're saying about being, I'm kind of shocked that we would be like maybe their first one, but they have worked with finding leaders. You know, I mean, at least they're not like coming out of the gate cold, but, you know, Mr. Farnsworth has worked with finding leaders. The other one, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Joe. That's why I always ask that question, because anytime I deal with a sales rep, I always want to know what information they have about our company. So,
what I do think about ESCs, they include the personality profile
yeah.
that you were suggesting, mm-hmm. because the other people are going to charge us $400 or $500 for that.
You can get it cheaper than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said it was like $100 a person. So okay.
Well, I think Stephanie, for finding leaders, you put what, like top two candidates or something?
I was, assuming two people, because it was $230 per person.
What's that?
It was $230 per person, so I assumed it would be two. And the same with the background check, it was $250 a person. I was just assuming we'd do it on two.
ESC,
it could be three, so then it would go up.
This is ESC's all in, everything that they talked about, this was their price. There was no additional.
I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
The positive about ESC is I like their passion. I think Steve and I think that they'll put the heart into it, you know, and that's important too. As far as I think he really cared. I think that kind of cost. It wasn't just another job, another interview. I think they really, and Joe also. I think there's some passion there, which sometimes makes up for the first time, you know.
I kind of felt the same way when he came in and discussed it. And it's tough when you're interviewing. I'd like to talk to both of them again and see what, I don't know what our, you know, I don't know how much you're going to be able to get done over the next two holiday weeks.
I don't think we can put this off.
No.
I mean, we push this to January, then we're making a decision, then, you know, we're behind. We need to make a decision and get things going.
Yeah. Well, I think from what it sounds like, OSBA is number three on our list. And finding leaders and ESC is, somebody ESC is definitely too qualified. They're all qualified, but I'm kind of on the fence here too, because, you know, I've had a chance to talk to Mr. Farnsworth before. Through different meetings, compact when we had our meetings, and I don't know. I'm with Rob. I see a little bit of his passion coming through, and sometimes when you have your first few accounts and things, you really put your best foot forward. As I don't know, just my opinion.
I don't really want to come down to money, but finding leaders so that we know it's about $14,000.
Yeah.
So that's a chunk. I think when we did it before, it wasn't that expensive.
I should have been. Right, but that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, that's just.
Does anybody oppose? I mean, just out of curiosity, I'm just asking the question. I mean, I'm in the belief that should we grant ESC, not based on cost, obviously, we, you know, if everybody feels the same, I mean, I would assume, and I don't like to assume, but that they would put their best foot forward and say, hey, look what we did at Norton, look what we found. I just don't know that when you look at the big group and you separate everything out, I don't feel that one place is going to get a better candidate. I think they're all going to pull the same candidates. I don't see where there's a difference. I mean, if somebody's interested in being a superintendent, I think that the word's going to spread, and you're going to pull the same candidate. So at that point, it comes down to the interview process. Are they going to separate somebody out that maybe OSBA or finding leaders wouldn't have separated out or recommended? But at the end of the day, it comes down to our community, our stakeholders, and us to the final candidates. I don't see that big of a difference in the process, and I haven't been through it. You've been through it, Cindy, so that's why I keep looking at you. So I'm looking for your expertise as far as, I mean, you guys, right? I mean, you had a group of candidates, and it's like, would those have been different if you went with somebody else, or do you think that they would have come down to the same people?
I think it depends how much each one of these groups would go out and use their contacts, use their experience, and go out and pull people in. I don't know how that worked 10 years ago. I mean, we had
the two finalists we had were not recruited; they both applied.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yes, but I remember we had that one group. There was five or six people there.
Right.
And we, you know, then we whittled it down.
I don't know about the rest of them, but I know the final two were people that were looking.
At that time, we did not have a lot of people that were looking for jobs. I remember it was like, because, you know, each one of these groups has talked about 15, 20, 30 people applying. We did not have that. I know we didn't. So I think the time is different now. And, you know, it's like anything, you know.
This $2,000, that includes all the advertising that they're going to do?
I couldn't find anything that said otherwise.
Just travel and copies.
All associated expenses.
Together, like some sort of
online brochure.
Brochure?
They all talked about online, and if you wanted to print them, then that was additional.
I mean,
they don't mention that.
I look at the $2,000, and I mean, if they have a website or an online, I mean, if it's their own, if people are going to that site searching, there's not really an expense to that. No. I mean, the expense would be traveling. Now, advertising, I don't know. That's pretty expensive no matter what you do, as we have a paper here.
Well, I think it's online, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to depend on how much they go out and recruit for us. I think that on each one of these groups, I think that because Norton's not like, you know, big time school district, you know.
Right, I agree with you. And Finding Leaders has, you know, a couple superintendents that obviously are involved. ESC has a couple of superintendents. They all know pretty much all the superintendents.
All the players.
And those superintendents may know principals in their district, my guess. So I just don't see much of a difference. I'm having a hard time, and no offense, Jennifer, of going with 14,000 to 2,000.
No, you know what I mean? I'm concerned about the cost, too. Yeah. I just want to make sure that we have people who know what they're doing. That's
right.
All.
And it sounds like both of them not only have been through the process, but what concerned me, and maybe I wish I would have asked them, is why Finding Leaders would have hired Steve Farnsworth to be a consultant.
In 2014.
I mean, that makes me wonder, like, well, who's really doing it? Is it Steve Farnsworth as a consultant or Finding Leaders? Did you get that?
I don't remember him. I wasn't involved in the behind-the-scenes interview process with Finding Leaders, but I know even prior to Matt Montgomery, they brought in Randy Boroff, our superintendent, prior to Matt Montgomery, and he was with us for 7 or 8 years. I thought that he took us to a place that we needed to be. I think they've done the same with Matt Montgomery. You know, Revere was ready for change, and now we're seeing change and we're seeing growth to get us into the 21st century. I don't know, would he have come on had it been Summit County as a search firm? You know, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like he was a consultant.
They do a good job.
They do a nice job. Yeah, and I mean, certainly, I know the finances are tight, and that's a big concern, you know. But it comes with that mindset of you get what you pay for. I think they're going to get a quality search, and they're going to use every avenue they can to help, you know. But like I said, finances, you know, that's a huge something.
I mean, it's not like $2,000 or $3,000. You know,
right.
If it was that,
right? If it were $10,000 to $14,000, yeah. You're talking.
Yeah, a couple thousand's no big deal. Yeah.
I think the gentleman that was here that talked about having experience with Finding Leaders certainly gives him some qualifications.
Some edge.
You know, instead of being a first timer here, you've got somebody that has some experience here. So I think that would help in that decision a little bit.
Well, I look
what it's worth, I mean, I know this attorney who wrote this letter, and I would be comfortable calling.
Well, I don't.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Well, every the way I look at it is every household, we all have a household, we all have to live within a budget.
Right.
And, you know, we all have to be mindful. And I think all five of us, I know we are. So I don't know if sounds like we're all maybe getting, I'm comfortable with ESC. I'm okay.
If we're going to make a decision,
OSBA,
that's...
To me, OSBA's out. Okay.
Right.
To me, that was out. But I know, I don't know if I can justify the price difference.
Is there any... There's no way we can confirm. I mean, it's it's almost like the picture is too pretty to be true. But
yeah, I mean, just $2,000 just seems so low.
But it, but
I
the,
didn't even pay for copies and but here's, everything else. Here's,
but the only thing that I can go off of is him saying we're just charging you for expenses. We're charging you for expenses. So finding leaders may have a $12,000 to make it work. I don't know.
They must have a team or employees. I got overhead.
Well, they're paid to do that job. That's their job.
Right.
Finding leaders. I mean, that's a company
right.
versus Summit County.
They do
that's an entity. ESC. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
My top two are finding leaders in ESC too, but ESC. I personally, I'll go out on a limb, and this is just me and no hard feelings. I mean, I think with Steve's reference to finding leaders, I think if he was hired by finding leaders as a consultant, which nobody would probably know anyway, a consultant's typically behind the scenes person. I think obviously he has some stout that they trusted him and he helped that process. And from a budget standpoint, I'm good with ESC.
When you looked at this, I wasn't real impressed because we really didn't have a lot of information, but I do like their process, the search process, and especially we're not making this decision on our own.
No.
You know, I'd be happy if somebody else made it for us, you know, because I don't, you know, but I think when you have a lot of different eyes looking at it, they see things that you don't see.
Yeah.
And we have to really pull into people. Out there, people who know people. You know what I mean? We don't want. You know what I say? We have a big group because yes, I know that person. Whatever, they do a great job, or maybe the opposite. You know, I did like their process, and I like the fact that they'll do as many focus groups as we want compared to like OSBA. You know, they're going to charge us $1,600 for an additional day. It's like that's crazy because we're going to have a few. I think we're not going to have just one.
I'm comfortable with ESC also. I like the fact that, I mean, Joe was at Cuyahoga Falls. Steve, obviously, we worked with him before. I think they'll try to do us a good job.
Oh, one thing we didn't ask, of course, you always get the questions afterwards. What if the first round we don't like anybody? What if we don't like it? Because what if we just don't like anybody?
I think Finding Leaders said that they would go back to the pool.
So did they.
I would think
we just didn't ask them.
Yeah,
did they say that?
I think he did. He said if you're stakeholders.
But I guess if they did it in a year, they do it.
Right.
He said two,
so we don't like.
Yeah, then he said.
So then I guess we make a decision. Do we put an interim in? And when, because you're not, if you get a group of people in February, you're not going to get a different group that very different in March or April. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think you'd almost have to at that point.
I know I've seen Finding Leaders where they've opened the search again. That whoever they brought in, the board must not have liked, or the candidates, and they stopped, and then I don't know if they did it right away, like you said, with an interim, but then I've seen where the search is out there again, that they've reopened it.
I would imagine they would too, because if they're willing to come back in a year and do it again, because we weren't happy.
I don't think anybody wants you to hire the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. No, well, that's true. No. Especially. But.
All right.
You're fine with what?
Do we want to do a verbal with them, and or do you want to add it to the agenda for the regular meeting tonight?
Any
preference?
Do you want to do a verbal tonight? Or
we're already behind the eight ball. We might.
Do you want to put it on the agenda tonight then?
They didn't give what?
They didn't give us anything. Did they like the one?
Nope.
No, I don't think there's anything to sign. OSBA gave us something.
They gave us a paper.
But Finding Leaders didn't.
Because if we don't...
If you guys are comfortable with it, I would say make a motion to approve the agenda, or to put on the agenda tonight and go with it, and they can get started.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then we'll do that for the regular meeting. All right.
Mm-hmm. Quick 2 minutes here.
And is everybody good for the organizational meeting on the 9th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's our regular committee, the whole meeting.
That's the first.
Yeah, it's the regular schedule.
Okay.
And Jake can tell us how the building went.
Anything further for this discussion? Motion to adjourn.
Good day.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.